Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
But right now we want to bring in Bill McGarvey, but first we want to invite people to join the conversation. You can do so at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. That's 1-888-322-8465. Do you have graduates, people who have just graduated from high school, going off to college? What kind of conversations are you having with them? Please join the conversation. But first we want, Kevin, why don't you introduce Bill to us?
Well, Bill's an old friend of America. I tease. Bill is a well-known New York bon vivant and raconteur. He's a writer, editor, and musician. He spent 6 years as editor-in-chief of BustedHalo.com, an online magazine that won numerous awards for its provocative discussion of religion and culture. And Bill remains provocative whenever he can. His book, The Freshman Survival Guide, Soulful Advice for Studying, Socializing, and Everything in Between, is in its fifth, is that correct, fifth printing?
I believe sixth or seventh, actually, but yes, it's a lot.
Sixth or seventh?
You need to update your bio, I guess, on the website.
Exactly, I'm sorry.
Are you
Kevin,
wallpapering
it's so many
your
printings.
Apartment?
The money is insane. I'm buying coffee after this, just so you know.
You're buying me coffee after this.
Exactly. No, I think it's about sixth or seventh printing. I'm not
wow,
sure.
Very impressive. This is a book that's used in colleges and high schools around the country and a sure guide for young Catholic people heading off into the world on their own, perhaps for the first time. So Bill, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bill, maybe you can just begin by, what was the genesis? That this came out of an article in Busted Halo?
Yeah, I used to run an online magazine called Busted Halo, and the listeners here on Sirius would be familiar with Father Dave Dwyer from the Catholic, the Busted Halo show. I ran the online web component of that, which actually predated the radio show by a number of years. And through that, Busted Halo is an online magazine for spiritual seekers. And one of my contributing editors, Nora Bradbury Hale, who works as a youth minister up in Rochester for a number of years, and I were talking about things we wanted to do. This is probably about in 2006 or seven, about things we wanted to do for back to school. And because we were talking a lot of 20s and 30 somethings, young, you know, teenagers, late teens on up. And she mentioned something about kids going to college and her youth group up in Rochester, and how she had a night with them where she had the high school students sit in a room with the recently minted college students that used to be in the youth group, and basically she would leave and say, ask these college kids anything you want. And basically it was a way for these kids to get all their anxieties out, all their fears, all their questions. And we just talked, and I realized we should do a list of this called a Freshman Survival Guide. So it started as basically a bullet point list on Busted Halo, and it just really grew online until we got a book deal out of it and made a much bigger sort of tome.
What kind of tome, what kind of feedback did you get from the freshmen who were using your guide?
It's funny, Kevin, because the interesting thing is we pretty much had a good sense early on that 18-year-olds are not exactly out there buying books, certainly not books. They're not. We kind of knew that the book is going to get to them from teachers and from counselors, from parents, aunts and uncles, et cetera. And my goal when we got a big publisher, Hachette, big, we had, you know, a lot of people interested in it. And when I sat down to talk with them, I said, look, my goal for this book is that this is not something that a college freshman will be embarrassed to have in their book bag. That's it. Really it. And the idea being knowing enough of these kids this age, young adults this age, that they aren't going to read it cover to cover, but they're going to have it there as a reference for when things get tough. And that was always the goal. And it's been great. I mean, it's funny how many upperclassmen will say, geez, I wish I had this when I was a freshman. And then I do hear sort of intermittently from aunts and uncles and parents of people said, my daughter or my son really loved this and used it. But we're under no illusions that people are going to be, like 18-year-olds are going to be doing cartwheels and saying, thank you for the book.
Yeah, well, you'd have to get it into an iPhone app format somehow.
Well, it's online too, but I mean, yeah, it's available in every format. But no, it is. We really think it's a reference book that you can talk about anything from the very mundane questions that every college guide will have about studying, time management, drugs and alcohol, sex and dating, to religious questions of spirituality. We really think of it as a mind, body, dealing with a college student is the whole person, the mind, the body, and the spirit. I found a lot of college guides when we started writing the book. I ended up getting buying a ton of books in the field to see what other people were talking about. And I realized that most college guides dealt with college freshmen and high school seniors as either, you know, a bunch of brain cells were a bunch of hormones. You know what I mean? It was like, so let's keep the brain cells growing by keeping the hormones in check. And because I was working at Busted Halo and the kind of conversations we were having, we brought in a spiritual component. So we talked, thinking that, you know, college is really the time we know statistically when students become spiritual seekers. They become less religious, but they become greater seekers. So that's interesting. So that's something that we kind of thought we could add to the conversation, is a spiritual sort of component to it.
Yeah, I'm hearkening back to my college days. I think I had to use a Fred Flintstone car to get there,
sure.
First of all. So it was a little hard.
I had the raccoon jacket,
and I had to use my feet to get up to SUNY Albany. But I don't think I had any preparation. I was looking at some of your questions, and I think, geez, I wish I'd asked one or two of these back then. I think we were mostly concerned with the logistics of it.
Yeah.
How many soap bars are you bringing with you?
Totally.
You've got some toothpaste in there, and even the school. This is pre also all these conflicts and controversies on campus.
This is the Eisenhower administration, right?
Yeah. Well, we were mostly worried about the Soviet Union, which actually, you know, was true back then too. But you know, for instance, one question here. Who will you call with problems? Big life questions.
Yeah.
Because there were some things I didn't want to talk to my, and you point out here in your column, it may not be your parents.
It doesn't have
and
to be
parents,
your parents. Yeah.
Don't be offended if it's not,
yes.
not you.
We want it to be, and it's funny you say that because I totally remember as well, like how many bars of soap? Is somebody bringing a TV, a stereo? We don't have two stereos. Questions that probably aren't
as on a mimeograph sheet
exactly.
from the college.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think colleges have gotten very good about that kind of information, especially with the web. There's so much stuff you can put in on there in terms of this is the kind of stuff you need. Bed Bath & Beyond is amazing in terms of a checklist. We were hoping, we've tried to be a different sort of a resource. And yeah, the four questions in the column were basically about, these are the conversations because the premise was essentially how many nieces and nephews of mine and also just friends, kids, this past 3 months has been like a roller coaster ride. It's white knuckling the whole way. What college am I getting into? Where can I go? What kind of financial aid am I going to get? And
so these are very stressful issues that maybe the family tends to focus on. How do we pay for it? How do we get you there? And not, you know, how do you survive? What happens to you when you get there?
Absolutely. We often gloss over the questions in terms of, okay, how do you deal with the stresses of college? How do you deal with this big transition? And a lot of kids, you know, with cell phones are way more in touch with their family and probably more closer to their parents in ways that maybe you and I weren't as kids, because they can talk 24/7 and text 24/7 with each other. So yeah, we really wanted to have some real serious questions, like who you're going to talk to. Question is interesting because we wanted to be clear that parents need to get comfortable with the fact that as long as they can have a conversation with their student and say, look, if you don't talk to me, I want you to have somebody you can call, an aunt or an uncle, a priest, a minister, or some sort of counselor that you trust, that we also trust and that we know, so somebody can keep tabs on you.
Yeah,
the tough thing about college is, I'm sorry, Tim, go ahead.
No, I just want to invite people into the conversation because I think people may have their own stories they want to share, and you can do that at 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. That's 1-888-322-8465. And one thing you mentioned, Bill, which is a good strategy, is that these are difficult questions, and for obvious reasons, people may not want to have these conversations. It might be uncomfortable, but to write down your responses to them and then share them and then talk about them. I mean, that's something I did with my parents, and it was very effective.
Did you really? That's interesting, because
yeah.
I did not. And that's why I got kicked out of the house at 12. But no, in all seriousness, we did say in the column, I think one way to do it is we know that conversations between 18-year-olds and their parents can be tense. There's a joke in the column that one youth minister we know says the senior year exists so parents are happy that their kids go to college, and because it can be stressful. So we also did say that, geez, you know, if it's going to be a tense, defensive conversation, why don't you write your questions and your answers down first and then share them to kind of defuse a lot of that anxiety, a lot of that anger, a lot of that frustration, a lot of that expectation, and sort of talk a little bit more calmly if we can.
Yeah, because what can happen if you're just focused on all the logistics and you don't have this conversation, right. Then suddenly you're at the moment where you're standing, you know, at the threshold of your son or daughter's dorm room and you're saying goodbye and all these emotions may pour forth and you're not ready for it. So I think for both sides, it's a great idea.
Absolutely. Look, in any walk of life and in any age and time, I think it's difficult for people to talk about feelings, expectations, pressures, et cetera. That's never easy.
Luckily, those Irish Americans among us,
we're
not
very,
a problem. Yeah,
very
warm.
Very,
very open, very sharing with our feelings.
When I get My father, when I got to college, said I could call him Dad, no longer just Sir Father, which was really a beautiful moment. It is tough, and I think the opportunity is to both give space to this person who is a young adult. In their mind, they're 18. They might think, "Wow, I've got the world at my feet,"
and I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
But, I'm ready. Yeah. And one of the things we say in the book from the first edition on was, keep in mind, and this is for the parents and for the kid, for the student. Nobody knows at college what is normal for you. In other words, if you go away to college and you don't have any other friends there, you can recreate yourself. And part of the joy of college is like, you know, I want to leave behind some of the baggage of being called, you know, whatever in high school.
Yeah.
But if you start drinking and doing drugs or hanging out in certain places that you usually wouldn't have, you know, you can really go off a deep end in ways that are just not authentic to who you are and that can be dangerous. And so having those checks and balances of somebody to be checking on you, to be saying, how are you doing? What are you doing? How are you doing? Are you going to class? That's important. It's important.
What are some of the other typical things that your college freshmen are telling you they're experiencing and when they get to college that they didn't feel themselves either emotionally, psychologically, or spiritually ready for?
A lot of things. I mean, I think a number of kids, especially if they come from a religious household, can often rebel. You know, they can often sort of like, I'm not going to church anymore. Forget it. I got that shoved down my throat for a long time. We try to say, and I think the kids that we talked to a lot have said, you know, most college campus ministries are very different than your local parish. They're serving a different population.
They're going to engage you in different ways
totally.
In the church.
As we know from your average Catholic parish has to deal with a lot of demographics. They've got to deal with kids and sacraments and babies and parents and old folks and everything. They're not focused on 16 and 18 and 20-year-olds mm-hmm. as much. That's a challenge. It's just a real challenge. Whereas campus ministries, as we know often, are really just completely geared to that. And usually the ministers and the people, they're both clergy and non-clergy, are very geared into that. That's one huge one. Other things that are interesting to hear about are homesickness. Huge. Huge, huge issue with homesickness. And it's embarrassing to a lot of young people.
Yeah, because like, that's something that happens to you when you're pre-adolescent.
I'm not a kid. Yeah. And yet there is, I knew one Jesuit friend of mine, Rick Malloy, who worked in St. Joe's University, now is at the University of Scranton. He said, you know, invariably, 30 days in, you'd get those long faces of people like, and you started, how you doing? What's going on? And you'd sort of, if you asked enough, somebody might break down like, oh my gosh, I miss home so much.
I have no friends here,
kind of,
no one is talking to me in the hallway.
Yeah. We've got a caller on the line, but we're going to take a quick break first. You are listening to America This Week on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.